Good evening. Good evening, listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight across Israel, we're experiencing clear skies and a pleasant night. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, making it a comfortable evening for those stepping out. Up north in Haifa, it's slightly cooler, while down in Eilut, the night remains warm. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post just in, former Mossad chief Barnea predicts the fall of Iran's regime through combined operations and economic pressure. Also, as reported by JTA earlier this hour, LL's resilience during wartime remains largely untold, as staff continued to operate amidst threats. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon following a drone attack on Israeli troops. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Netanyahu maintained a secret back channel with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War. And finally, from Forward 2 hours ago, a German military base and Lithuanian politics are encroaching on historical memory in the Rudninkai Forest, where Jews once fought Nazis. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry criticizes U.S. sanctions, claiming they threaten international law and promote lawlessness. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat, following Dutch legislation against Israeli products. Belaz News reported that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats at the Gaza Support Center to leave due to the Dutch parliament's ban on trade from Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the former Mossad chief Barnea, who spoke to the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago, he expressed confidence that a combination of strategic operations and sustained economic pressure will lead to the collapse of Iran's regime. Barnea also highlighted that Hezbollah and Hamas are weaker today than in previous years. This assertion could influence regional security strategies and diplomatic relations. Turning to ELL's wartime operations, JTA highlighted the airline's commitment to maintaining flights during periods of conflict. Despite the risks, ELL staff continued to serve, showcasing resilience and dedication. This underscores the critical role of aviation in keeping Israel connected globally, even in challenging times. Meanwhile, the IDF strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, as reported by JNS, follow an overnight drone attack on Israeli forces. This escalation is part of ongoing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. Such developments could impact local communities and international diplomatic negotiations. In a related development, I-24 News revealed Netanyahu's secret communications with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War. This back channel aimed to negotiate ceasefires and manage conflict escalation. It highlights the complexities of regional diplomacy and the behind-the-scenes efforts to maintain peace. Finally, a report from Forward explores the encroachment on historical sites in Lithuania's Rudninkai Forest. As modern developments threaten these areas, preserving the memory of Jewish resistance against the Nazis remains crucial. This situation raises questions about the balance between progress and historical preservation. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a majority has been achieved for the evacuation reconstruction of the Katz Nelson complex in Givatayim, with the process starting in April. Separately, Globes indicates that the Israel-Cyprus-Greece power grid connection has gained U.S. support, despite Turkey's opposition. The project is moving forward, highlighting regional cooperation. And finally, Katech features insights from Ayal Alkalai, CIO at Verbit, who emphasizes the need for security to evolve alongside agentic AI advancements. Rapid adaptation is crucial for competitive advantage. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.